This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day, 7 days a week. We have the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline, which you can call and tell us what's on your mind. Or if you have an idea for a future show and a guest you want to have, 855-200-1776. My friends at Oasis Petroleum have that Be the Buffalo spirit. They do. You know what? They go into the storm. Right? And that's been the North Dakota way since this land was settled. Just that be the buffalo. And it isn't just talk. They do it. And there's a lot of storms in this industry. There are storms with price that goes up and down. There's price with attracting capital. There's price with attracting a workforce. There is the regulatory environment, the climate action. They just find a way. They just find a way and they go into the storm. That's why we like our friends at Oasis Petroleum. And the Be the Buffalo hotline is yours, 24-7, 855-200-1776. Also today on the I want to tell you a little bit. I feel like this microphone is cutting out or something, Crystal. I don't know what the deal is there. But is it cutting out once in a while? Chris, is it cutting out? Is everything fine? Is it okay?
All right. It is a little bit, yeah.
Is it, Kel?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not touching a thing. So sometimes I get blamed for this, but it feels like it's being a little goofy. Anyway, the other thing I want to tell you about is one of our fine sponsors, H.A. Thompson & Sons. They've got an incredible track record of helping businesses and homes with I'd call it ventilation, right? I mean, HVAC is all about the best air it can be in your home or your business, right? And they have some equipment right now that very quickly and easily can be installed into your existing equipment that isn't like a whole new furnace or a whole new HVAC system. It is very actually simple in how it adds into your system. Sort of like you're putting a filter in or out, but it helps prevent the spread of colds, the flu, and I don't know if you heard, but there's something called COVID out there. And what it has done, the track record is pretty amazing. I've talked to a lot of people that have this as businesses, and they say, you know what, all the contact tracing going on, we never had an employee, we never had a customer that ultimately had contact traced COVID back to our business. These are in long-term care facilities. Same thing there. It's an IAQ air cleaning product, and they do it better than anybody. They do a lot of good things at H.A. Thompson & Sons. In fact, control your bottom line by managing your HVAC system. So when it needs replacement, they replace it, and you have a static number all year long. That's an example. And, of course, they're the little plumber still for folks all throughout the Northern Plains. Started here in Bismarck, Mandan over 100 years ago. Who knows? Won't be long. They'll be celebrating 2 centuries. They've been in it a long time, and they do it well. H.A. Thompson & Sons, online at hatandsons.com. Call them at 223-3393. We couldn't do what we do, like being here at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, without good folks like that at H.A. Thompson & Sons, Oasis Petroleum, and others that fuel us here on the program. All right. We have some guests this hour. They're going to help us understand the future a little bit. How is North Dakota's future look with the oil and gas industry? And you might say, well, Scott, I don't care because I'm in the restaurant business. I sell shoes for a living. Well, you ought to care because half the taxes paid in this state come from the oil and gas industry. And the opportunities that are here, even if you're a shoe salesman, you want your kids to be here, don't you? You don't want them to move to one of the coasts. You want your grandkids to be here. It's opportunities that they can realize as well. Our next guest is the chief operating officer of a household name in Canada. They're down domiciled there, but they're bigger and bigger in the United States, and they're a big player in the Bakken now, Enerplus. Wade Hutchins is here. Wade, thanks for being at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. What takeaway do you have from the conference so far?
It's a very exciting conference. My first time here, actually. And really nice, I think, for all of us to get back into an environment where we can meet together and learn from each other. And it's been a great conference so far for that.
What do you want folks to know about Enerplus's role here and just in general what you see the Bakken and the energy and industry North Dakota accomplishing in the years to come?
Well, I think, you know, from an Enerplus perspective, the Bakken and North Dakota is really the core of our company today. It's where we spend over 80% of all the capital we spend, and it really forms the foundation for our future. All of our future production growth is going to come today from our assets in North Dakota. And then if you expand out to the broader industry, you know, Lynn Helms was speaking this morning talking about, you know, well over 10,000 future wells yet to be drilled in the play based on what he already sees in front of him. And that doesn't surprise me. You know, there's still a lot of wells that need to be drilled and completed and brought onto production. And that activity is going to last, you know, line of sight today, at least a decade from what we know today. And my experience in the industry has said we never can really see out much further than that. So I'm confident there's a long history of investment and tax revenue and business growth for the state.
Talk a little bit about your assets. You made a big purchase of some leaseholds from Hess, mm-hmm. which doesn't happen every day. A lot of folks wanted to get a hold of that. Enerplus got it. What do you mm-hmm. do with it?
Well, we essentially integrated in with the assets that we already have. So Enerplus actually entered the Bakken play 15 years ago. So we've been operating in Montana and North Dakota Bakken play for a long time. And, you know, until we made these acquisitions earlier this year, the core of our position was on Fort Berthold. And we had a bright future there. But we were looking for ways to expand the scale of the company. And in most cases, the best place to do that is right next door to where you already operate. You already know how, you know, to develop and access the resources and get them to market. And so early in the year, we bought the assets of privately held Bruin Corporation. And then less than a month ago, announced the purchase of the Dunn County assets from Hess Corporation. Both of those purchases had existing production. So we added about 30,000 BOE a day of production to our assets. Importantly, though, they had future high-quality economic locations for us to drill and complete. And so we'll immediately begin to integrate those new drilling locations in our drilling plans. So we're already going to complete some of the wells that Bruin had drilled. And then next year we'll be drilling and completing wells on both the Bruin and the Hess purchases that we made.
So obviously with the slowdown and the challenges of the last year, price related, and then the pandemic, everybody wonders, well, okay, when will this turn back on and where will it go? So Dunn County you see is a robust area for production. In other words, you know, Hess had the leaseholds, but that doesn't mean it's going to be drilled. People that have that are wondering, okay, are they ever going to come? The capital wasn't necessarily dedicated by Hess, but it sounds like you're planning on doing that and see that as a sweet spot. Would that be fair?
Yes, certainly. I mean, the core of our company still sits on Fort Berthold. We were able to add to that with the Bruin acquisition. But we see very high-quality locations in what we purchased in Dunn County. Each company has their own drivers for allocating capital. And so not my place to talk about, you know, what individual companies do or don't do. But we have looked at the recent drilling and completion activity in and around the assets we bought in Dunn County. And there's some very strong new production coming online there over the last several years. So some of the largest operators in the Bakken play have been quite active there. Several hundred wells have been drilled there over the last few years. And so we're actually quite confident that those new locations will compete for capital within our portfolio.
Is capital hard to get still?
It's capital is always precious.
It's a different environment now with attracting capital too, right?
It is. It certainly is. And I think it varies company to company. One of the things Enerplus has always striven to do is be very disciplined in our balance sheet. So, for instance, we've kept our what we call debt leverage or leverage ratios quite low. That actually served us well when we came into 2021. Market rebounded. The A&D or acquisition divestiture market started to rebound. It really was probably one of the key enablers for us to be successful in competing for and completing both of these acquisitions.
the regulatory environment is very different today than it was the back half of last year. Is that a challenge on the capital attraction side? Just the uncertainty. I mean, the Kelsey Warren yesterday talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline. How much is that impacting your ability to get capital, or is it just the balance sheet they're looking at?
It certainly plays a bit of a factor. I don't know that we've really saw the full extent of all of the potential new regulatory or legislative change. There's a lot of things that have been proposed, not many of which have been enacted yet. So, yes, it does introduce uncertainty into the market. I would say for us, you know, our access, the primary capital we use to develop our business comes from running our business. Now, earlier this year when we purchased the assets of Bruin Corporation, we actually did something that was a little bit new. We tapped the equity markets, issued some new shares, raised some capital that way. It was actually very well received in both Canada and the U.S. And so, you know, well-run companies still have access to capital to keep running the business.
And North Dakota's a good place to do that business.
It's an excellent place. It's, you know, I've operated in many states in the U.S. and one of the best environments, if not the best.
Great.
Let me tell you about a month-long of May savings at PetroServe USA, and also whether it's Marathon, Senex, or PetroServe USA branded fuel, best deal at the pump ever. Plus, come on inside for giant sunflower seeds at $1.39, firewood for $4.99, t-shirts $3 for $9.99. No kidding. Nestle water packs 28-pack $3.99. Liquid ice 2 for $3, and have a sweet tooth like me, Kit Kat or Reese's Lovers, 79 cents. PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab and go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do.
I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, day 3. Mike Pompeo is someone that's going to talk a little bit about the importance of American energy on the global stage. These three folks know all about that. Our friend Harold Hamm from Continental Resources, Jack Stark, and Bill Berry, three folks that make America's oil champion go. Harold, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Scott. Good to be here with you.
We've been to a few of these before, and this one feels a little different because we've had kind of a
an event of some sort here in the United States, slowed things down a little bit, but you get a sense that people are ready to get back to work?
Yeah, it's a great reunion, you know, getting back with friends and seeing everybody gainfully employed yet up here in the Bakken and, you know, doing their thing. It's a great day.
You have a great love for our great state. I've said long ago you should be an honorary North Dakotan for all you've contributed and invested in this great state. Talk a little bit about the state of play right now for North Dakota in a global oil play. How are we doing?
Well, we're doing good. You know, we predicted this was going to be a huge play. We started, and, you know, we said like 24 billion barrel BOE, and 20 billion of that being oil, and with a great value. Looked like that was pretty conservative. We're sitting here numbers like 30 million barrels, and Jacqueline talked some more. I'll hush. I'm getting his thunder, I think. But anyway, it's good to see, as Kelsey said, refineries coming back, getting back up into 90% run rates instead of 50, 55 at one point. So things are approaching normal again, and it just several things out there that make us realize how important energy is to America and to the world.
When I asked Kelsey his view on the price of oil, he said, whatever Harold says. So what does Harold say?
Well, you know, fundamentals look good. We haven't reached peak production, peak demand in this country, and for sure. So, you know, that, I think the fundamentals, and I'm talking about supply and demand, that's one you can depend on, look good for sound prices. We know that the Saudis still control much of what the price game is, so we don't control that. But people are very disciplined in their approach, watching the markets, not oversupplying, and, you know, taking our time to bring production back up.
The Colonial Pipeline has been in the news, obviously, for understandable reasons, and has the Eastern Seaboard in a bit of a panic over the lack of gasoline at the pump. What did you make of that event?
I think it's a terrorism for sure. I mean, we have foreign countries driving these terrorists, these hackers that's out here shutting down, you know, companies for ransom. I mean, you know, you think about it. I mean, it's like kidnapping. This is what goes on in Colombia, South America, you know, not America. And certainly terrorism needs to be treated as such. Instead of the FBI, this needs to be escalated up to the Department of Defense. We need to shut these guys down, let them know they can't do it, like Reagan did. You know, they can run, but they can't hide. You can track these guys, they need to find them, put them out of business.
Any advice for the Biden administration beyond treating it for what it is, a foreign act of aggression, a terrorist act? How can they be better in addressing this?
Well, he needs to act like a president. He needs to take charge on this situation. I mean, he's done everything he could to hurt business, and you know, he needs to be hurting our enemies. And so, yeah, I've got some advice for him. They hadn't been calling me, Scott, to find out.
we'll do our best. We'll do our best to get your phone ringing. Okay.
Well. Yeah, okay.
You think you're going to be waiting a while?
Yeah,
yeah.
It may be.
As with all the titans of business, Harold's kind of a household name up here in North Dakota. He's just, you know, America's oil champion, and folks know he was one of the early adopters up here that helped unlock what we now know to be a vast, vast resource. One of the newer members of the Continental team is his chief executive officer, Bill Berry. Bill, I know you've been here before, but it's good to have you up here. What do you think of North Dakota?
It's fantastic. Yeah, I'm really glad to have a chance to get back with everybody, and just can't beat it to get everyone in person. You know, so the conference, I understand they got about 2,500 people, so it's great for the industry, great for the people in North Dakota to be able to do this.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your path to Continental.
Well, I've been on Continental's board for about 6 years, and then joined as CEO last year, just in time to watch the oil price collapse. So, you know, hell kept trying to figure out if there was a correlation there between me joining the oil price collapse. But it's been a heck of a roller coaster last year. But before that, I was working for ConocoPhillips for about 32 years, and then served about 10 years on different boards doing different things in the petroleum industry.
What do you want folks to know about as we sit here in 2021, Continental Resources, and its belief in the Bakken and the part North Dakota plays? Tell us a little bit about the company's perspective here.
Well, we've been here for a long time. We're going to be here for a long time. As Harold was talking about, the amount of recovery that we've seen so far, you know, there's only a small amount of the oil that's actually in place in the Bakken that has been produced, you know, so less than 8% produced, 30 billion, pick your number, is what we're ultimately going to see recovered out of this. And so, yeah, we're a type of company that we have long-term relationships, long-term participation, and, you know, we're going to be here as one of the last people to turn the lights off.
And Continental's perspective as far as the environment you're in, right? I mean, obviously North Dakota and Oklahoma, two states you spend a fair amount of time in, are different than most places, but you're having to deal with a whole lot of additional regulation from the government side. But in addition to that, you're obviously having to deal with the uncertainty of an extreme environmentalist who, at the drop of a hat, as we talked about with Kelsey Warren, on the pipeline, get a permit and go build, and then it's revoked, or things change, or how does Continental approach that environment?
Well, I think Harold's comments about talking from an IQ position rather than from an EQ position, and that's where the debate, the discussion really needs to be focused on, is let's look at the facts, look at the science, make the decision there. From ESG, yeah, that's been part of the DNA of our company forever, is, you know, that the environmental impact of our company, you know, this company was deeply involved, as you know, with trying to set thresholds for where we should all be reaching as far as gas capture. State's done a superb job. And the thing that, you know, we're talking about the government, and I will bifurcate it into state government. And I had a chance to talk to the governor earlier and compliment him on how well that partnership's been between the state, the companies, the service companies, the tribes, and the royalty owners, landowners, everybody working together to make this a successful business up here. Just superb. Now, yeah, there's definitely some headwinds that we've got coming in from federal, and it just is a point of denial. Maybe what we're seeing with Colonial, people understand that, you know, this is a key part of the infrastructure of the United States. It's actually a key part of the infrastructure of the world.
COO of Continental Resources. A lot of great information here. And we're going to talk with Harold and his daughter, Shelley, too, coming up in just a moment. PetroServe USA, one of our fine sponsors on the program today. They're serving up the home cooking with grab-and-go convenience at many of their locations. The 4-for-4 deals always at many of the locations. I mean, the chicken is fantastic. The food's great. PetroServe USA. Stop and see them. Tell them Scott sent you. Buy any size fountain pot today, 79 cents. So load up.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As local state officials try to get non-vaxxers to vaccinate, the Republican governor in Ohio is taking federal COVID-19 relief money and will pay someone $1 million through a lottery system. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has announced a unique incentive to get residents of his state vaccinated.
On May 26th,
we will announce a winner of a separate drawing for adults, adults who have received at least their first dose of the vaccine. This announcement will occur each Wednesday for 5 weeks, and the winner each Wednesday will receive $1 million.
Kids that get vaccinated have a chance to win a four-year college scholarship fund. Wednesday, the CDC approved Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine in adolescents aged 12 to 15. We are USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Monday, I was down at Mitchell with Mike Lindell and Eric Metaxas and Joe Biscopo. Tuesday at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. And a nice little anniversary dinner back home with my lovely wife, celebrating our 19th anniversary as wedded bliss. And then back here Wednesday morning. That's when I ran out of gas, Kevin. You haven't given that secret out on the air, are you?
No, you did.
It's a little rich when you're going to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference and you run out of gas. So anyway, almost made it to Valley City, but not quite. That's how much I love PetroServe USA. See, I knew they were going to have a great breakfast there. And then, of course, overnight last night here, great night and a great full day here. Yesterday, had a wonderful conversation with Kelsey Warren from Energy Transfer. That's up on our Facebook page. And then day three today. Tomorrow, Bill O'Reilly's on the program. Yeah, he's got a new book out, so check Bill O'Reilly out. But my point is telling you this crazy schedule that we keep around here for What's on Your Mind team. We couldn't do it without MyPillow and our friend Mike Lindell. Now the lowest price ever on those premium pillows, $29.98. The towels are 2-for-1. The sheets are buy one, get one. The slippers are 40% off. The robes are 30% off. The dog bed started $19.99. I could go on, but you get the idea. MyPillow.com. Buy the book. What are the odds? It'll change somebody's life. Maybe a gift card for that next wedding that you have to go to, you know, anniversary, birthdays. Load up on the gift cards. Use the promo code Scott, you get the best deal on them. Or call 800-506-9028. Back with more of our conversation with the team from Continental Resources. We're learning a ton here. And Bill Berry, the CEO, let's pick up on the overall market view of oil and gas. It has changed considerably as you readjust going forward in a different environment. Tell us what that'll look like.
Well, anytime there's challenges, there's always opportunities. So that's what we're going to have to figure out, what those opportunities are. But clearly there are some that are out there trying to limit the capital that goes in this industry. And to put that in perspective, if you stop spending today in our E&P space worldwide, you know, 40 years from now, you'll have about 22 million barrels of oil equivalent being produced. Versus in anybody's projection, we're going to be needing 60 million barrels a day. And that's coming from people that actually are not supportive of the fossil industry. So it clearly needs capital to fund this industry. There's a lot that needs to be done here, and hopefully the guys that are providing that capital are going to be doing something about it. But that's why one of the things we're doing is we're reducing our debt just as fast as we can so that we're not going to be, you know, subject to the whims of those
folks. I'd like to play it. Tim
Jack Stark is next, and Jack does the state very well, right along with Harold, been shoulder to shoulder for a lot of years. Growing the production here, the efficiencies, the innovation. Jack, good to see you.
Hey, great to see you again, Scott.
So give me a snapshot of where we're at from the very first time you set foot in North Dakota to today, and the kind of, I don't know that the industry gets enough credit for the innovation and the reduced footprint and all the things that you do to bring efficiency out of the system. From the day you came here to now, paint that picture for us.
Oh, man, what a transition it's been.
And, I mean, you know, you go back, it's kind of interesting. It was like 10 years ago I was at the NAEP conference and introduced that the company felt that ultimately this Bakken field would produce about 20 billion barrels of oil. All right? And Justin Kringstad, you know, he with the North Dakota Petroleum Council, yeah, he actually came out in his April assessment here with an estimate that the field will ultimately recover around 20 billion barrels. And so, and now we've got about 4 billion barrels have been produced right now. So what is that? About 20% of the total production. So it just shows just how much more potential sits out in front of us. And that, if 20 billion barrels is about an 8% recovery factor, and today we're upwards around 15% on average. And so, you know, at 15%, theoretically, you should be getting 30 billion barrels out of this reservoir. So fact is, there's a whole bunch of oil sitting up here in North Dakota that, and Montana that needs to be harvested and will be harvested through technology advancements. And you go to the technology, think about it. I mean, you go back, say, that same time frame, say 10 years ago, we're drilling wells three times faster than we did in 2011. And, you know, our costs, they're down 40%. But at the same time, we've increased our stimulations by, gosh, I don't know, what is it, almost a factor of 6-8, you know, as far as how many stems we're putting, you know, along a wellbore. And so it's really amazing the transition and the efficiencies and the technology advancements that have happened. They've been transformational for the industry because they've been translated to other plays throughout the country. So the technologies that, you know, the Bakken really was a template for tight oil worldwide, and it's also been a template for technology that's been shared in these other places. They've evolved.
And, Harold, I want to ask you about this before I come back to Jack. You know, you've taught me well about this industry. I've got a chance to know you over the last, I guess, couple of decades here. And one of the things I learned is that, you know, you can drill oil anywhere, and the capital that it takes to do it is going to go where you get the best return. And we are an expensive play, whether it's our winters, whether it is distance to market. I mean, there's all kinds of factors. The efficiency that Jack is talking about obviously changes that equation quite a bit. Are you bully for the future in that regard, that the cost of this play to drill here is going to be offset by that level of technology?
Well, we've our company has managed to bring these costs down, and so we've kind of leveled that playing field with a lot of other fields elsewhere and gotten a cost down to where it's very competitive. And with the volumes that we have here on a per barrel basis, very, very competitive with anywhere. So I don't care if it's Permian or wherever. So if you get into a natural gas play strictly, not handling liquids, it's going to be a lot cheaper operating costs. But this is where the intrinsic value is. That's all.
And the path to get there was no small feat. A lot of very smart people, a lot of great innovation, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears rolling up the sleeve and testing that and using folks like the Energy and Environmental Research Center and, you know, and match with your team and everything else. That was not easy doing what you just described.
Well, no. In fact, nobody thought it could be done. You know, that's where we started. So we started from nothing. So, you know, it's a zero-sum game for us to lose. But nobody believed we could do it at all. So,
and Jack, I want to come back to that. So, you know, if you took an average well cost to drill a well, average, you know, got the whole rig, the frack, I mean, the whole works, right? And what it produced versus, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago versus today, of how much more comes out of that well, the growth there and the cost. Lay that example up for me. Just rough numbers.
I'm going to say rough numbers. I'm going to say it was probably around $10 million to drill a well, and there's about 300 million barrels of oil is what we were getting at those early days. And, you know, today we're spending 6.5, say, and we're getting, you know, anywhere from 800 to a million barrels. It depends on where you're at. Obviously, it varies, but the fact of the matter is it's just extremely, I mean, the capital efficiency that's evolved, the evolution that you've seen capital efficiency-wise in the Bakken is second to none.
And again, what I want folks to understand there is early on with the Bakken and that boom, you had oil prices at record heights. You had the discovery of this play and the ability to be able to do this. There was a rush on oil, and there was enormous impacts from that. What you just described, the amount of rigs it takes, the less cost, and now the efficiency means less impacts on everything, too, right, Jeff?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, in the infrastructure, you think about where things are in the Bakken today with infrastructure, with pipelines, you know, from gas to oil. I mean, when we came up here, that infrastructure didn't exist. And so today we're able to gather all of our products now and predominantly on pipes. And it's going to continue to be the backbone for this play and the continued development of the Bakken for decades to come.
So the trajectory you talked about from then to now, what do you see going forward? Your R&D, the things that are being done with enhanced oil recovery and all the things on the table, where's this going?
Oh, yeah, well, it's a great point that you're making because everything we've been talking about is basically what you should get from a primary recovery standpoint, right? But going forward, EOR is definitely a future and even refracs. But EOR, from that standpoint alone, you typically are going to think you're going to get 5 to maybe 10% additional recovery through an EOR process. And you think about every 1% increase in recovery, in our opinion, is worth about 2.5 billion barrels. So big, big prize sitting out in front of us from an EOR standpoint. And there's also the re-stimulation of wells, old wells. There are a lot of wells. We were talking the other night. Had one of the wells, early wells we had up here, we had 14 stages on. You know, when we've been doing 60-stage type stimulations now. But you look at that, and you're going 14 stages, and, you know, and that well is truly under-stimulated. So if you go back in, line that, you can re-stim that. So there's that kind of extra opportunity out there, as well as the EOR from CO2. Natural gas injection, you know, and the ERC has been doing a lot of work on that, and there's been several pilots and testing it, but in our opinion, probably at this point, in hindsight, we're looking at going, we just haven't had projects of the scale that we probably need to have to really show what the Bakken can do.
How about you, Harold, looking forward, when you know what's on the drawing board in the way of R&D, whether it's enhanced oil recovery? I mean, you know, there have been arguments over the years that, oh, boy, we're going to run out of oil. We're going to run out of oil. Well, our brains keep outpacing the supply of oil and finding more and more and more out of the rock. Knowing what you know now, what do you think about the future?
Well, you have to keep the mentality of abundance instead of scarcity. And, you know, we just kind of lapsed back into that. We've seen several administrations that's where they were. I'm an older guy, and I remember the Carter administration, but, you know, they had their mind wrapped around, we're running out. Regardless of what we could tell them as geologists, we wasn't running out. We told them then we had an abundance of natural gas, an abundance of oil. And yet, you know, they just loaded us up with all regulations that they could think of and basically tried to squeeze us to death. But, you know, we've lived through that. And today we've got another administration that basically would like to squeeze us to death. We're not going to allow that to happen. We're going to defeat them.
And with or without administrations that come and go or Congresses that come or go, the sheer level of technology matching innovation, building on what you've already done, is the real game changer going forward, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, nobody thought we could do horizontal drilling. And that's really what turned all this around. You know, so that technology gave us this. I mean, when you think about it, you know, basically what leaked off of these source beds, it was about 15%. That's what we'd produced up to date. You know, was what leaked off. That's all we could access. With horizontal drilling, you got 85% more. So there is an abundance. That's what you have to think about it.
Harold last, then Jack, and we'll start with Bill. If you had to write a headline about where we are today and everything you've heard at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, what's the headline? What do you want people to know going forward?
That this basin is going to play a significant role in the future of the world, and we all just need to support its role.
How about you, Jack?
Just looking at all the people here, I'd say we're back.
We're back, that's for sure. How about you, Harold?
Well, you know, I think it's we've got to put IQ over emotional quotient that everybody's out there applying with all this green stuff. Most of this green stuff means money to them, money in their pockets, you know, subsidized from the government as they drain the treasury of the United States. So we've got to be bigger than that. We've got to solve problems on a global scale. We can't do it all here in the U.S., but we've got to bring other countries to task, you know, to solve some of these CO2 issues.
When you think of that Colonial Pipeline, I've not seen one person standing in line waiting for a chance to...
From the Williston Basin
Petroleum Conference.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
There's no terrain too tough for Harper Turf Equipment, and Swanston Equipment has it all. Slope mowers to keep you upright on steep inclines, turf vacs to clear the yard and eliminate dust, landscape equipment to handle tough debris, and verticutters to maintain a healthy green lawn. Get the leading brand in turf equipment at any of your local Swanston locations. Gear up with Harper Turf Equipment, available in Fargo, Minot, and Fergus Falls. Make your equipment Swanston strong.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Memorial Highway 3812, Memorial Highway, man, Dan. Call them at 701-214-6372. There's too many great deals to talk about. The 2021s are all in. There's a lot of 0% money and a lot of purchase allowance deals going down. Depending on what you're looking for, of course, you can check out the new Hummer EV, the super electric new unbelievable vehicle that you don't even have to know how to parallel park to drive, but... yeah, they're there. They're there to look at. SchwannBuickGMC.com online again. 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, or call them at 701-214-6372.
All right, our final segment from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, and we'll get ready for Mike Pompeo. We'll have that on Facebook, by the way, so you can watch that. The keynote address, the final piece of the puzzle of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference from the Bismarck Event Center. final chat today on the program, kind of unique to sit down with Harold Hamm and his daughter Shelley, the future of the company, the legacy of the Hamm name. Her name is Shelley Lamberts, but she's his daughter. And I first asked Carol the question I don't know that we as North Dakotans understand about, you know, when you sell something, in the case of Harold, it's oil. Oil he pulls out of the ground here and sells it into a world market. But our oil, the Bakken oil, is better than any oil anywhere. It's a premium. And Harold, I think, explains that better than anybody. So, Harold, tell us what you love about Bakken crude.
Well, this is such a unique field. There's nothing like it. It's a true shale play that's so unique. And it just keeps giving more. You know, big fields give more. And this one does. And it's very challenging mentally. I like that. So it's not. I go to bed thinking about it, wake up thinking about it. You know, what can we do better? And certainly we've unlocked a whole lot of doors up here and within this place. So it's fantastic. I love this field.
And the product that comes out of that field is better than most oil anywhere else, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you know, it's the cleanest fuel that compete with anything anywhere. So it's a fantastic product. And it, like Kelsey said, you get it to market, it's going to sell. That's what they want. So, yeah, it's a great product.
Let's talk with your daughter, the Chief Cultural Officer for Continental Resources. And let me first ask you, Shelley, about working alongside your dad. How's that?
Oh, it's just been fantastic. So I came to work for our family office back in 2011 when the business moved to Oklahoma City. I was living there, and that was just a real treat. We started in the philanthropic world, and then a few years back, he asked if I would come and do the human resources portion. And it's just been a real honor. I've grown up with the company, obviously, and been a part of it, but to actually work with the people and get to know everyone and work side by side with him and see him in action every day, it's just been a real treat.
And talk a little bit about the role of building culture in a company. I mean, human resources, as you say, a term you hear regularly, it's sort of the person with benefits, right, and hiring people, where's our needs, everything else. But in the end, it's about people, right?
Absolutely. It is about people. It's about building teams that work well. That's the fun part, right? And that's really, you do hear a lot of negative things about human resources and the things, but really it is such a joy to really work from, you know, day one, hiring people, recruiting people, bringing them in, see how they develop in their career along the way, and just seeing the teams form and grow.
And the commodity of people is probably, you know, I mean, when you, whatever you're doing, you're in the oil business, but you can't do it without people. It's a more priceless commodity than anything right now, especially in a time when there are challenges in everybody's workforce to try and get the right people there. What case do you make to them? What is your elevator speech, your storybook about Continental Resources and where they can pick anywhere to go to work? They ought to pick Continental Resources.
Oh, man. Well, it starts with the why. What are we doing? We're providing something that's needed to make the world work. And I think people are proud of that. And also just a good company. They know what Harold has built and what he does. And they know it's a success. It's going to be successful. And we haven't laid people off. I think people are very appreciative of that. It's a stable job, good benefits, all of that.
And, of course, when you think about doing what you're doing with the people that you're doing with it, I can't think of a lot of companies where somebody's done about every job in the company, but your dad has, right?
Oh, yeah.
How valuable is that?
Yes, I know. I was just thinking about him when I was young. You know, the job that he did in the trucking business, he would come home, he had watches that had oil in them. I mean, it was just amazing. So he really has done everything. So he understands every position that's there.
And the value of that to someone you're trying to recruit is pretty significant, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they want to know, hey, you're going to tell me what to do, or have you done it before? Have you been there, right?
He's been there, and he's done it, and he'll still get out there and work with them. He loves being in the field, watching him, you know, drive around North Dakota. He loves being with the people and making the safety meetings. It's pretty exciting.
That's Shelley Lambert. She is the Chief Culture Officer for Continental Resources. Her dad is Harold Hamm. What a fun interview. The whole interview, by the way, up on our Facebook page, as will the Mike Pompeo interview today. Texter just said, I just listened to Mike Pompeo, a half an hour of total intelligence, which I've believed and preached myself. Here's the thing. I would have not known what political affiliation he was. I would have not known he was Secretary of State in the Trump administration. I would have not known who he was had you not introduced him and mentioned his name. If Americans can't agree with him, then we are in trouble. He didn't even mention Trump, but these ideals were stressed by Trump for 4 years. Another person says, man, is he smart. Wish a guy like that was leading our country. No kidding. He'll be on the stage shortly. God bless. See you tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly on the show, folks.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible live and online equipment auctions in Jamestown, Dodge, Animoose, Lair, Fairmont, Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, Cavalier, and Bismarck, North Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. And if you're in the market to sell your equipment, Piper's equipment experts are on call anytime for a free consultation. Contact Piper's at 701-523-7366. Bid online and view all upcoming land and equipment inventories at Piper's.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.